The 2013 edition of the New York State Fair opens up today. Almost a million fairgoers are expected at the Geddes Fairgrounds during the 12-day run. And as WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, fairgoers this year will get a bigger taste of one of key cogs of the state's economy.
In recent years, there's been more of a focus on agriculture at the New York State Fair, and State Agriculture Commissioner Daryl Lombertine says there's more evidence of that at this year's exposition.
For far too long, agriculture has not been the focus of the fair, which, if you think about it, agriculture is what started the fair. Back well over 100 years ago, the fair was an agricultural event, and we're trying to bring more of that back.
One of the things fairgoers will notice this year, a huge white tent just outside the Taste New York Marketplace at the main entrance of the fairgrounds. It'll be filled with vendors from across the state offering a taste of what food and beverage companies have to offer. There will be a map that can take fairgoers on a New York taste trail that'll wind through the fairground, offering other items ranging from cheese to wine. Albertine says the time is right to emphasize food and the state's agriculture industry.
The local food movement is not a fad. People read labels today, unlike in the past. People are more aware. And the fact that New York is such a large agricultural state bodes well for agriculture and ultimately the economy of the state.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.